The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. No, we're live in studio today. What day is it? Well, it's the day after the 3rd of July. It's the day before the 4th of July. Oh, it's Independence Day. That's right. That is something that has been wrung out of our vocabulary. I was talking to business people on the phone today, and not one of them said, hey, have a good 4th of July or happy Independence Day. Oh, you have a nice day. I said, today's the 4th, right? Yeah. It's Independence Day. It's what we celebrate. Oh, okay, yeah, happy 4th. I said, no, Independence. At any rate, do I have Peter Neese with me? Manny? Do I have Peter Neese?
Well, yes.
There you are. Well, he's busy jabbering to somebody on the phone and not putting you up.
Oh, yeah. Well, happy Cracker Day.
Cracker Day?
Yeah.
Oh, what's happy
Firecrackers, Cracker Day, or Cracker Heads.
Oh, geez.
Potheads, whatever.
Oh, man. No, it's Independence Day, man.
I understand that, John. I listened to what you said. But I'm saying most of the people that are celebrating today are what you call crackers.
Hold on one second. Whoever that is on that call-in line, put him on hold. Get his volume up. Get the show set. All right. I'm sorry. Say that again, Peter.
I said whoever basically is out there celebrating today, most of them are crackers, meaning they don't know anything about what's going on or whatever. All they can hope to do is to have a barbecue, drink some drinks, and watch some fireworks. They have no other substance other than that, period. In other words, they live for the moment. They don't live for the knowledge of what it was or what it is or how it came to be.
Yeah, that's interesting because I'm going to be doing the very same thing later when it gets dark. It's no fun to set off firecrackers in the daytime. So I'm going to be doing exactly that. As a matter of fact, we'll be sitting on my front lawn, cracking open a bottle of wine, sitting in the lawn chairs of the lawn I just mowed today. And I'm just going to relax and watch the fireworks over Del Diamond here in Round Rock, Texas. But see, I can do that. But see, you and I think a little bit differently. I didn't have to call you to ask you, are you going to be here today on the 4th of July? No, you were here. I'm here.
Right.
Everybody else has been here on this network. And where's the listening audience? Well, out getting drunk. They figure they need a day off. No, this is the day that they really need to remember. And for you folks that aren't here today, wait till tomorrow. I'm going to chew you out. But you don't know that because you're not listening today.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Sorry about the delay coming back here. Well, let's get this party started the right way. I think you'll recognize this guy's voice. The only thing I don't agree with this is when he talks about Gettysburg. Gettysburg and freedom, they don't tie together for me. Lincoln should have got his Lincoln-Dinkin butt kicked. The South should have won. But other than that, it is a fine piece. Whose voice is it? It'll take you about 10 seconds to recognize it.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel in the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? Do you hail to the Columbia as she rushes in the sea? Or bow your head at Gettysburg? Our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? Who watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
See what I meant? I think John Wayne was probably, I won't say the most, one of the most. You know, you go back to old school, old Hollywood. You had a lot of actors, no, that weren't closet card-carrying communists, that actually were patriotic, but see how the facts slip by John Wayne about Gettysburg? He says to bow your head and pray. You know, we're free because of it. No. Ron McDonald and I have talked about that. Peter Neese, you and I have talked about it. What happened after the Civil War?
Basically, our country was taken over, John, with a new philosophy. And the new philosophy was the conqueror's philosophy. And that conqueror's philosophy was to completely reorganize the government so that the people no longer control the government. Only the elite controlled the government. They've done a pretty good job, and they called it a democracy.
You know, I just had a little fantasy video loop through my head. John Wayne finds out about this. The setting, United States Congress. Doors bust open, and here he comes with a John Wayne gate into the Hall of Congress, and him saying, well, what are you pilgrims up to?
He would have turned out just like Vince Foster had that happened.
I didn't know Vince Foster was killed because he was a patriot. I thought he
That isn't what I mean.
Oh.
Vince Foster, we don't know exactly how he was killed, but for opening up his mouth or the potential of opening up his mouth, knowing the secrets that he did, and John Wayne blurting in, like you said, probably would have met the same fate, okay, as Foster did.
Well, he had too many goods on the Clintons. He knew all about Mena, Arkansas, the drug trafficking, all of that stuff.
Right.
You know, and how brazen is that? Folks, that should have been a clue. Leaving their detractors dead, not quite on the White House lawn, was it? But it was near the White House. Jeez.
I think it was Marcy Park or something like
something like that. That name sounds familiar. But point being, yeah, there people like Glenn Ford and Jimmy Stewart, you know, the old icons of Hollywood. You know, these guys truly were patriotic. I got to know Glenn Ford's son, John Ford, pretty well. And he was just as nice a man as his father, and just every bit as patriotic. And those icons are gone. Absolutely gone. But not America. Not our philosophy, folks. Not what burns in our hearts. That is still alive. You know, sitting there, this is television without pictures, folks. It just has an audio track.
But I guess this coming Halloween, John, there's going to be Al-Qaeda costumes that the kids can wear from door to door.
And I forgot what I was going to say. So let's go to the phones. Stephen in Oregon. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, John. I just want to let you know I'm listening.
Well, that's good. Three of us.
Good.
I know. And I do want to say, just to let you know, I'm not going to give an autobiography or anything, but I like kind of knew this stuff like 10 years ago, so I'm kind of set up. I'm kind of like that. I'm kind of like that song. I live back in the woods, you see, the wife and the kids and the dogs and me.
Yeah.
And so I don't have any debt and any of that kind of stuff, so I'm okay in that area. So, but you know what? Holidays, man, I just never really liked them because I think they're all set up for propaganda. I used to like Thanksgiving a lot because I got 2 days paid off of work, Thursday and Friday, and there was no presents, there was nothing. All we'd do was eat, you know, and drink beer. And so I did like Thanksgiving, but not too much into the holidays, and today is not really a day to celebrate. And so, but let me get into I want to say one other thing. Peter Neese, when I first started listening to you, I don't know, 6 months ago, I wasn't sure about you, Peter, but I'm in love with you now. You really do have it down.
Wait a minute here. Wait a minute. The guy just admitted that he's buried in the woods with his dogs. He just said he loved you. Run, Peter, run.
Yeah.
I know. We have a problem here, don't we?
Yeah.
But no, Peter, really, I've been listening to you lately, and you really have it down, and I really appreciate that you have him on, John.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Stephen.
Okay, I got one other thing is that crossed my mind today, then I'll let you go, is I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, they get on John Roberts. That's John Roberts, or Roberts, whoever that Supreme Court guy is. They get on him, but nobody's mentioning the other four people. And then it came to my attention that maybe, we expected it from the other four, because he didn't do this by himself. We've expected it from the other four, but we didn't expect it from Roberts. Is that where we're coming at right now, that we just expect it? I mean, a wife saying, my husband beat me, but I expected it. I mean,
what would be unexpected? Well, yeah, I think we did. I think you answered your own question. I wouldn't expect Barack Obama to come out and say, you know, man, you got me. I should be in the Oval Office because I wasn't eligible.
Right.
This Obamacare thing, it's a bad idea. You know, and on and on and on and it goes. I'm going to pull all the troops, 90,000, out of Afghanistan. Yeah, I'm going to get the hell out of Iraq. No, we're not going to blow up Iran. No, we're going to quit doing business with Israel because they're really not our friends, the hypocrites, while they blow up the Palestinians and steal their land. You kind of get the idea.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess we do just kind of expect it, huh?
Yeah.
We kind of expected a little bit more from him, I suppose.
Well, you know, the problem we have, and it's indicated by the numbers today, we're not expecting more out of ourselves. That's where I have a problem. I don't give a damn what these slime bags do. I really don't care because they're heartless, they're soulless, they have no allegiance to this country and its principles and its founding documents. They've got none of that. Why they're still sitting in Washington, D.C., I do not know. I do not know why there hasn't been a military coup to pull this bastard out of the White House. I do not know why.
You know what? And that's an excellent point, John, because I'm sitting here going, if Roberts was threatened or blackmailed or whatever, he's just going, nobody else cares. You know, why shouldn't I? Nobody else cares. The American people aren't going to stand up. The Senate, the Congress aren't going to do anything. I don't know. Just a point.
Do you guys want the answer?
Yes.
Okay. Remember, Robert sits on the United States Supreme Court of the District of Columbia.
Hold that thought. Since we segued into Obamacare, when we get right out of the break here, I want to squeeze this in before the bottom of the hour. I'm going to let you listen to what the phony representatives in Washington, D.C. says. Debbie Wasserman, you're going to love this. Hang on. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hold on to that thought, Peter Neese. Here is Debbie Wasserman on CNN with Wolf Blitzer. And I'm telling you, the look on this little communist face is worth its weight in gold. And she is mandating and she is dictating. You know, when I watch this, and I've never punched a woman in my life, never threw one down, but I'm telling you, if I was within arm's reach of her, I would have been in jail because I would have beat the living snot out of this common. Let me just play the clip and you'll see what I mean. You'll buy it whether you want it or not.
The Solicitor General tells the Supreme Court, representing the Obama administration, it is in fact a tax. It'll be administered by the IRS. It'll be collected on April 15th. Why can't you acknowledge that it is in fact a tax?
Because it's a penalty. It's not a tax. It's a penalty that if you decide to be irresponsible and continue to refuse to carry health insurance and make us all pay for your being irresponsible, then you can do that. You know, we're not going to actually require that you have health insurance. What we're saying is if you choose not to carry health insurance, then you will be assessed a penalty that will be assessed on your tax return. And that affects about 1% of Americans who choose to do that.
So Donald Varelli, the Solicitor General, was wrong? He didn't tell the truth to the Supreme Court?
No, on the contrary. But the way we usually think of taxation, Wolf, is that taxation, as the IRS administers it, is collected on broad swaths and large categories of individuals. This is a penalty that will be assessed on the tax return if you choose to roll the dice and make us all pay for your being irresponsible and increase all of our health care costs.
What the hell is she talking about?
We're not going to tolerate that anymore in America. You have to be responsible, and you're going to pay a penalty if you choose not to be.
I have one final question. Why is the IRS administering this if it's not a tax? Isn't that their job to impose taxes, to collect taxes, to punish people who don't pay taxes?
Well, because administratively, that's really the easiest, most basic way to do it. It's the same way that they do it in Massachusetts. The Department of Revenue in Massachusetts, under RomneyCare, collects actually an even more significant, greater penalty. This is modeled after the same way that the health care reform law championed by Mitt Romney in Massachusetts was handled. They have a penalty in Massachusetts under RomneyCare. It's administered by the Department of Revenue. It's simply a matter of ease in administration. And, you know, by the end of the day, Wolf, what's important, and I can tell you speaking as a breast cancer survivor, someone who lives with a pre-existing condition.
Yeah, that don't have the same health care we do.
This health care reform law is about people, not about politics. The Republicans are obsessed with making sure that they can beat Barack Obama and deliver him a defeat at any turn.
Oh, yeah, this is all political.
Rather than focus on job creation. Mm-hmm. For the 129 million Americans who live with a pre-existing condition, we find that outrageous. Making sure insurance companies can't drop us or deny us coverage is now a thing of the past, and I hope the Republicans will stop opposing it and get on board and make sure we can get moved towards full implementation.
How do you like them apples?
John, the only person or group that's required to collect taxes out of District of Columbia is the IRS or the BATF. Out of the District of Columbia.
But
okay, it doesn't have anything to do with the United States of America.
But the point that I wanted to make on this is that her statement, oh, if you want to roll the dice, you know, if you choose not to take your health care, you know, you're not going to be taxed, but you will be penalized through the IRS. And why, and then she makes this bold statement as if this thing is going to last, which it isn't. 30 states right now are gearing up to tell the Fed to go stick it in their Fed hole, wherever that is. And she's talking as if, well, if I don't take out my health insurance, that I'm going to burden the rest of society with what? Well, what? I'm going to, at the point of a gun, walk up to a stranger and say, give me all your money, I got a health bill to pay? What the hell is she talking about?
She's not. She doesn't know what she's talking about. In other words, she's spitting out information, disinformation is what she's actually doing.
Well, and you and I know that, but she does it with such conviction. That's why I said if I was in the same studio as her, she would have had to have run. I would have been in jail. I would have been
John,
in jail.
She is, John, I've seen her on several shows. If you look into her eyes, she is evil.
Just another...
You can tell it.
You know, why is it that we have so many socialists slash communists that happen to be Jewish? Why is that? You know, not enough people will admit, at least those that have grown a certain appendage, will admit that communists came from Jews. Not orange juice, not grape juice, not pineapple juice. The false Jews.
Mm-hmm.
The Zionist.
Right.
Take a look at what was created in Russia. And if, since this is Independence Day, and we truly wanted to be independent after World War II, General Patton should have gotten all the supplies and gasoline and support to turn his tanks, roll into Russia, and then kill communism right on the spot. No. We had to let that one go. We had to create a communist bloc. Oh, and of course, China had to go communist as well. With our help, ladies and gentlemen, don't believe it on this Independence Day. Go research it. We helped set communist China up as well, right out of our own State Department. How do you like the 4th of July now? Oh, you forgot to throw that firecracker after you lit the fuse? Don't worry. So you're covered under Obamacare. Well, maybe not.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, John. How come you've got a Garden of Eden? And my backyard looks like Dante's Inferno.
Could be any number of reasons. Where did you get your seeds?
I bought the 24 variety kit from one of those guys on the internet. Got a great deal, too.
Well, it may be that your seed isn't suited for this area.
Isn't it all the same?
Heck no, man. My bank came from Texas Ready. They offer regional seed banks so that you can be assured of getting seed that will grow in your area. Not only that, all of their seeds are fresh. You're not going to get some seed that's been sitting around in a freezer or warehouse for the last couple of years.
Oh, crap.
Friends, don't be lassoed into a seed bank that may not produce well in your area. Go to TexasReady.net and order a northern bank for growing zones 3 through 6 or a southern bank for zones 7 through 10. That's TexasReady.net. Live where you will, but be Texas Ready.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Well, Debbie Wasserman is... Oh, I'm sorry, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She's the head of the Democratic National Committee. She's the chairwoman. You want to know what happened to Democrats? Well, here's a fine example of some of its leadership. The Internal Revenue Service would be easiest enforcer of penalties against those who refuse to comply with the new health care law. Administered. And we all know what administrative law is all about. She says, the way we usually think of taxation, Wolf, is that the taxation of the IRS administrators is collected on broad swaths and large categories of individuals. This is a penalty that will be assessed on the tax return if you choose to roll the dice and make us all pay for your being irresponsible and increase all of our health care costs. If I don't enroll in Obamacare and I don't go to the government for benefit, how in God's green earth does that increase all of your health care costs? Which, by the way, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you're not on the same damn health care program anyhow. And that cancer should have killed you. And if you were a true representative of the people, you would get everything out of our way that's making us sick and dying. And that includes the healthcare industry. It includes your agencies, your Food and Drug Administration, your EPA, and on it goes. Last week, the Supreme Court upheld Obamacare on the basis that it falls under Congress's taxation power. Now, critics have argued that the health care law actually mandates Americans to buy service under the threat of government coercion. It does. You just heard her. Well, you don't have to, but we're going to penalize you. Penalize me for what? For what? Not taking a government-mandated program, and I don't give a damn if it's dental care, and you're going to turn my TV into a monitor in my home like they did in 1984, and you're going to see me do my exercise and floss my teeth and, you know, spread my cheeks and just to make sure that everything is okay. Under Obamacare, the IRS itself will be empowered to collect a whole raft of information about taxpayers and small business owners. The IRS now gets to know about half of a small business's entire payroll, the level of the insurance coverage, and gets to know the income of not just a primary breadwinner in your house, but your entire family's income in order to assess and collect the mandated tax. That came out of Fox News. Earlier this year, the IRS said it would need at least 4,000 new agents to enforce the Affordable Health Care Act, along with $300 million extra in funding to manage the infrastructure needed to compel Americans to comply with Obamacare. However, that could only mark the beginning of a massive expansion of the IRS as a result of Obamacare. Back in 2010, it was reported that as many as 16,500 extra armed IRS agents were being hired to harass Americans into complying with the new mandates. Congressman Ron Paul responded by asking why so many armed agents were required to enforce a law that the Obama administration has promoted as being beneficial to the American people. And I'm quoting him, 16,500 armed bureaucrats coming to make this program work. If it were a good program and everybody liked it, you wouldn't need 16,500, use the term, thugs coming with their guns and putting you in jail if you didn't follow all of the rules. Story written by Paul Joseph Watson, and that was actually a video that was presented on Brass Check TV. Peter, jeez.
See, John, you just basically gave it away, and that's called martial law rule. When I have to bring in armed agents to enforce the law, that's martial law rule and rule of necessity. And that's basically what we were in the Civil War. Basically, the North, when they won, and they imposed all of these codes, these war codes and everything on us, they imposed them on us under martial law rule.
Man, I just cannot... I cannot verbally express, and I'm sitting here staring at her picture. I cannot verbally.
Can I verbally express what I think of her, and it'll just take 1 or 2 seconds?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the District of Columbia and to the democracy for which it stands, one nation under the United Nations with less liberty and justice for all.
Let's go to the phones. Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, John, you mentioned that you knew Glenn Ford's son.
Yeah.
Did you ever ask him about his father's movie, Brotherhood of the Bell?
You know what? We did talk about that.
You know, because they've done a good job of quashing that movie. I have 3 DVD copies of it, which I keep locked up in my safe because I'm so worried about not being able to get a copy down the road as the Orwellian book burning and movie burning goes on and so forth. So, that was a really interesting movie. Did your son have any insight as to Glenn's thoughts on that movie? Or
no, he just simply said that he didn't think twice about doing the movie.
Uh-huh.
When he read the script and he started asking a few questions, they couldn't keep him off the set.
Great. Well, okay, well, I know what you mean about Wasserman. Yeah, I think the only thing good about that whole interview was that Wolf Blitzer kind of came out halfway decent for a change.
Well, he has to do that to put up some semblance of being a news reporter or at least a talking head that's able to ask a question, but he sure as heck backed off really quick. And, you know, they have to keep doing this to some degree because CNN's ratings are hurting so badly.
Yeah, yeah, very good. So, hey, okay, great show. I'll let you get back to others.
All right, thanks, Alan. Appreciate it. Bill in Idaho, you're up next. No, Bill? Why didn't, so Bill couldn't hang on, huh? I'm sure he had pressing things to do. Maggie in California.
He's a cracker.
He's a cracker, yeah. Probably drunk, too. Maggie in California. Hello, Maggie.
Hello, John. Happy 4th of July.
Happy Independence Day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Happy Independence, whatever.
Yeah.
I think that I've gotten an education during the last 15 years, although I spent some years in university 40 years ago. And lot's been listening. I listen to your show, your station every day. My husband and I have spent a lot of time traveling all over the world and living in other countries. Okay, I am the first one in my family not to grow up in England. And that lady who called in, whoever it was, to go to England and talk, my relatives can tell her what it's like over there. What I've seen for her 40 years there, I have been a patient in Queen Elizabeth Hospital mm-hmm. in Hong Kong, mm-hmm. and she could go there for care and see what it's like. I worked for a third of a century and we have stellar, wonderful health insurance, and I took an early retirement, and part of the agreement was that we could keep the health insurance for mm-hmm. lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Now my husband turned 65, and we get there. They force us to use this Medicare ahead of this wonderful health insurance that we already have, whether we want to or not.
Well, what would happen? And Peter, I don't know if you can formally drop out of the Medicare Medicaid program.
Can you?
I don't know. That's the question I'm asking. Can you tell the beneficial government that I don't want your benefits?
Yes, you can.
And if she cleared the way of this Medicare, Medicaid, she rescinded herself on the role of that, would her health care, and you, are you still paying for that, Maggie?
Yes. Yeah, I pay. We're paying. It used to be $100 and some. It was wonderful. It's Blue Cross, and it's wonderful, and insurance. And now we're paying like $227 for two of us.
Uh-huh.
And I had an injury, so I got the Social Security disability, but now... and now doctors are turning us down, even though I have this. But I've seen what's in England all my life, and I've seen what's in the rest of the world, and this lady is, I know all these people from third world countries we know personally coming here go right to Massachusetts too. Do you know if there's a way to drop out of that?
Peter?
Yes, there is. She voluntarily went into it. And besides, in the Constitution, it says no ex post facto law. So if you had your private insurance before you had Medi-Cal or Medicaid, yeah, you can basically just go to your private insurance. You don't have to stay with them.
Well, I've been on the phone to them, and I've debated it. And they all keep saying the opposite. So.
Ma'am, I'm a little bit different than they are. Do you want to give me the law that they cited to you that you couldn't do what I just said you could do?
I don't think they cited her a law because there is no law.
That's right.
The same way that they're making our children take these soups of vaccinations and people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the little communist dear that she is, if she really understood what's wrong with the health in this country, mandating us to drink pasteurized milk that kills all the good enzymes and stuff in the milk, sending out the goons that people that want to drink whole milk, you know, the healthy stuff, that want to grow good food on their property, in their front yard, it doesn't matter. If she wanted to do something that was for the people, she could do it. She's got a million and one targets she could shoot at. Instead, with great conviction, I hear that this is not a tax, but if you voluntarily don't comply and you're a bad person, because you're going to make everybody else pay for you. And again, I'll say, at what point am I holding a gun to somebody's head, extracting money from them to pay for my health care? That would never happen. But yet she gets up there, the clown that she is, and announces to the entire world that, well, you're just not doing your fair share. You're not doing your part if you don't take this. And it's not a tax, but we're going to penalize you through the one unconstitutional agency that's been around since the formation of the Federal Reserve as their collection arm. Again, an illegal, unconstitutional agency. Jeez.
Now, where in the Constitution did you just refer? I'm sorry, I didn't write it down. Or
what do you mean? I didn't read.
Someone, John, who said in the Constitution, it says it said something about your right
it
to
says
not.
There's post facto law, Article 1, Section 10. Your Constitution. And then start asking these people questions.
Show me the law. What?
Show it to me.
Yeah, Maggie, what happens to people when they tell the IRS, when you go in for one of these administrative hearings, which is really not anything to do with a court because they won't let you in court in this until the federal government slaps some sort of charges on you for noncompliance or failure to file or lying on your tax return or whatever the case may be if you get audited. You ask the same question of them. Show me the law. Have you ever seen Freedom to Fascism?
Probably.
Well, watch it again. That about 40, no, I'll take that back, about 75% of that video deals with the IRS. Go watch it again.
Well, you know, what happened to one famous case in New Mexico did that. Okay, what?
Maggie, listen to me. Email me, please, at lawman07@live.com.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no, email me because I'll send you, you know, the stuff that you should know. You went to the school system. You didn't learn anything about law.
You can go up on YouTube as well, Maggie, and Freedom to Fashion is all over the place. If not, call the office tomorrow. Get some of our business cards and pass those out, and I'll send you a free copy of Aaron Russo's DVD. America,
oh,
Freedom to Fascism.
Russo's. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You have a good Independence Day. Thank you.
All right. You too. Bill in Idaho.
Did she say have a good Interdependence Day?
No, she said Independence Day.
I know. Just kidding, John.
Okay. Evidently, Bill is not soused and he's not out setting off firecrackers. He's back. Hello, Bill in Idaho.
Thank you so very much for everything you do for the Republic every single day.
We're trying with a little bit of more help and cooperation. We might get something done.
I think I absolutely agree. You know, people of good conscience will. Usually it occurs just that very well way. I just would mention that the gentleman from Water Oz issue was on with Mr. Wesley Hoyt. With Deanna, and considering that Edgar Steele still, and I had a specific question from Mr. Neese, considering this is backup Blackwater Easy, major coordination of Agenda 21, but the confirmation of Dr. Kaufman's multichromatic maps of the biosphere.
He knows the subject matter well.
You don't want to become called delusional, but they would call you a green-red Nazi ahead of time and do it through slander through the common press any more than the misprison of justice under color of law that they did to Edgar Steele. More sadly, that it would be mandated interfamilial generational.
Well, and Bill, you just named the first one into their set that they do. First, they call you names and try to undermine what you're saying, and the second thing they'll try to do is ruin you economically or your reputation or whatever. They do this all the time through the FBI and the IRS. They'll show up someplace and go, oh, well, this man's being investigated. or the IRS will show up at somebody's place that you might do business with and say, oh, well, this John Q is under investigation of the IRS. We've even had that happen to people that work at this network, their spouses. They have done this. And the third thing, if they can't get you to comply through threat, intimidation, or torture, they'll try to throw you in jail, or they'll just make you go away for a while. And don't you know, we're all terrorists because we believe in sovereignty, freedom, and liberty, the rule of law, the republic, and what's left of the Constitution. That makes me a terrorist in this country, and I'm damn proud to wear that badge.
Amen, amen.
All right, I got to go to break.
Over.
Yeah, yeah.
Over.
All right, thank you for your question, and get it out when we get back. 800-313-9443. I'm feeling independent today. Like I said, if I was in the same studio as that Wasserman Schultz thing, I would have had to have gone to jail. Probably I would have been a terrorist because of what? I would have been slapping around a federal employee.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we're back. In a minute, I'm going to do a story that was by Lawrence Sellin. And if you don't know who that guy is, well, I won't hold it against you. He's a piled high and deep, retired colonel of 29 years of service in the United States Army Reserve and a veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq. Colonel Sellin is the author of Afghanistan and the Culture of Military Leadership. And I'm going to give you the email. And what I would appreciate you find folks out there doing, and you'll see why I'm going to give out his email after I get done with this story. Now, like many Americans, whether they are service people or prior service, doesn't seem to matter. They get so far, and then all of a sudden the wall is there, and they just can't see what's going on. They somehow become blinded on their path to enlightenment, and then they stop on the path that they're on, and they go no further. Bill in Idaho, you had a question or something? Go ahead.
That is so very prescient that you observed for the newer listeners that are having difficulty any more than the prior victims of what you're describing as a worldwide ultimate genocide, as this cog of the Grand Soviet, prior paperclip being overcast. For Peter Nice, in regard to his observation previously, and yet in application, the question had previously been asked.
Just get to the question.
Federal impanelment of a law, a grand jury that apply for either misprison and or sedition and treason at local. They impaneled their council last night, the Grand Soviet Republican Party Council, and announced that they had letters of agreement with the police department for social management holds and or forced removal by virtue of their police chief, if not sheriff. And there was a fire chief international, as well as one other police chief in a room wearing weapon.
Hmm. Yeah, let's arm the firemen now. Yeah. They're first responders for any terrorist activity. And after all, the firemen have to protect themselves, whether they be foreign or not. Hey, Bill, thank you for your call.
John.
Yes,
yeah,
Peter,
John,
yes,
this,
yes.
This is part of Agenda 21 that they're sneaking in. See, the people think that they're going to be able to go to the hills or live in the forest and everything when all hell breaks loose, but they're not. This is part of Agenda 21, and what it is, it's to squeeze everyone into a central location.
That's right.
Or into many several central locations, and you're not going to be allowed to go anywhere. You're going to be restricted on travel. It's just going to be that they're going to hold you in your own county or whatever, like you were in prison.
You know, I often wondered if there was a terrorist attack that took place on September 11th. 2001. Why the Twin Towers? Why not the United Nations building? If you were to be there to make a political statement, why not the UN building?
The other reason why they brought those buildings down was because basically it would have cost more to take out the asbestos than it did to construct the building.
That's exactly
so
right.
There was another reason why they took them down.
Yeah, but don't you remember, what was her name, Christie, that came out, the ex-governor of, what was it, Massachusetts, and said, oh, no, it's safe. Who was breathing all that asbestos in? The police, the firefighters, the rescue.
Oh, yeah, she lied.
Oh, absolutely she did.
She publicly lied to everybody.
Absolutely she did. So they got rid of their little problem, and, there was a couple of $1 billion collected off the insurance. Gee, you know, if you're not one of those insiders, you just don't get paid off. Thanks for your call, Bill. We'll come back. We'll roll your calls right after the top of the hour break.